I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. As the state ramps up its efforts this year to screen boats for invasive species, some local groups have taken inspections into their own hands, like this one in Whitefish.
Bodies of water they've been on the last 30 days?
None.
This is all coming out of storage, pretty much?
The City of Whitefish and the Whitefish Lake Institute, for example, have been running two city-funded mandatory check stations since Memorial Day at the only public boat launches on Whitefish Lake. The Whitefish Lake Institute, a local nonprofit that monitors water quality on the lake, also runs a decontamination station.
Can you open them up for me?
Sure.
Look at them all, please.
On Monday night, Whitefish City Council voted to align its local aquatic invasive species program with state protocols. The new agreement with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks gets rid of a former decontamination fee the Lake Institute charged boats it deemed in need of a deep clean, matches the city's training protocols with the state's, and sets up a tagging system for boaters who only launch on Whitefish Lake. It also lays out how the city and state will communicate and share data. People using canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards are encouraged to take an online training and self-certify that their vessel is clean.
Well, I think anytime you can leverage partnerships, you're going to come out ahead. And more eyes on these boats, the better.
Mike Koppel is the executive director of the Lake Institute and has worked with the city since 2013 on its aquatic invasive species management program. He says Whitefish Lake needs an extra layer of protection from a potential invasion of non-native zebra and quagga mussels.
Whitefish Lake in particular is special because it's a very prized recreational water body, and it's also a source of drinking water for the city of Whitefish and also for some residents that live around the lakeshore itself.
If mussels get a foothold in the lake, Koppel worries they could start colonies inside water intake valves, growing on each other's shells to clog pipes entirely. That could leave the city and property owners who draw from the lake without water. Koppel says preventing the mussels from getting here in the first place is really the best-case scenario for boaters and residents in Whitefish. In addition to the inspection and decontamination stations, the Lake Institute has partnered with the University of Montana's Flathead Lake Biological Station to sample Whitefish Lake with a new early detection technique called environmental DNA. They have not detected any mussels in the lake so far, and boats that are deemed high risk go through a hot water flush before they can launch. Tom Wolf is the Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau Chief for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. He says small local efforts, like what's happening at Whitefish Lake, enhances the state's fight against the spread of invasive species.
As far as the state goes, we want to help empower local entities to help protect their own waters if they have the resources and the wherewithal to do that.
In March, the Whitefish City Council approved spending nearly $140,000 on the program. The Whitefish Lake Institute funds the decontamination station with a roughly $35,000 annual budget. The state budgeted $3.9 million to run inspection stations this year. The state funds 29 stations and cooperates with partner groups on 14 others. Wolf says the important thing is for all partnering agencies to maintain consistent inspection protocols and for all inspectors to have the same training. But he adds boaters and floaters need to take on a level of personal responsibility for Montana to keep the mussels out.
The public is going to have to play a major role in this prevention because we can't have inspectors at every boat ramp across the state. So the public is going to have to clean, drain, and dry their boats to help in this effort.
Fish, Wildlife, and Parks also partners with the Blackfeet Nation, Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, Glacier National Park, Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area, some counties, and nearby states to run inspection stations along state borders and at crossings of the Continental Divide. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.